We were outraged by the attack on Kyiv, also hitting our EU offices. This was the deadliest drone and missile attack on the capital since July. And as you can see behind me on the screen, it was an attack also on our delegation. I just spoke with our deputy ambassador, and I'm relieved that none of our staff were harmed. Last night's attack struck in close proximity of the diplomatic mission, the representation of our union. Two missiles hit in a distance of 50 meters of the delegation within 20 seconds. And this is another grim reminder of what is at stake. It shows that the Kremlin will stop at nothing to terrorize Ukraine, blindly killing civilians, men, women, and children, and even targeting the European Union. This is why we are keeping maximum pressure on Russia. That means tightening our sanctions regime. We will come forward soon with our 19th package of hard-biting sanctions. And in parallel, we are advancing the work on the Russian frozen assets to contribute to Ukraine's defense and reconstruction. And of course, we are ensuring strong, unwavering support to Ukraine, our neighbor, partner, friend, and our future member. Tomorrow, I will travel to the 7 member states that are strengthening and protecting our external borders with Russia and Belarus. I want to express the EU's full solidarity with them and share the progress we are making in building a strong European defense industry, especially through our joint defense instrument, SAFE. And finally, I want to thank our brave staff in the EU delegation in Ukraine. They are doing outstanding work under extremely difficult conditions. I will deliver this message to them in person when I next go to Kyiv. Thank you very much.
Severely damaged in this missile attack. Thankfully, all of our staff are safe and well. One person was injured, remains in hospital, but it is in a stable condition. So our work in education, in the English language, and in culture and creativity will continue undeterred, and we will do all we can to continue to support the people of Ukraine through these terrible times. I mean, we have the most amazingly resilient staff who I really want to pay enormous credit to today, because they continue delivering the most fantastic work in support of the people in Ukraine. And really, their dedication is really a tantamount to the success that we have there, that we continue to operate all over Ukraine. We continue to deliver, you know, amazing work. So what is it like? It's really, really difficult for them, but they continue to be unbelievably committed to the work that they deliver.